Hi, welcome to Clan Chat. I'm delighted to say after signing number one, here's number two. I'm Craig Anderson, bringing you all the interviews from the players as they arrive for the Glasgow Clan for the 2021-22 season. Hot on the heels of Shane Starrett, I'm delighted to bring you Colin Campbell, who tell us what he'll bring to the Clan team for the new season. After him, you'll also hear from the Clan head coach, Malcolm Cameron, to tell us why Campbell was the man for him. Listen back and enjoy. Colin, welcome to the Glasgow Clan. Great to have you on board. What are your first thoughts on now being a Clan player?
I'm really excited. I heard a lot of good things about the fan base there and the rink. It looks beautiful, and it's always actually been a dream of mine to visit Scotland. So it's kind of came full circle now that I'll be living there for a year. I'm really looking forward to it.
So how much did the UK game appeal to you when it came to deciding on your next move? What did you know of the Elite League in terms of perhaps people you know or anyone else for that matter?
It was always my goal really when I was at school to play in the Elite League, and I never really got the chance. And then this year the chance came about and I jumped on it right away. I was really excited for it. But I know a few guys who played at Cardiff, Chris Gulligan, he doesn't play there anymore, and Joey Haddad, and they were they're big names around here where I come from. They're really good players, so they're over there for a while, and I know just skating with them in the summer sometimes, they're really, really good players, so I have high expectations of the league and how competitive it is.
Good stuff. Now, you've come from a team in France. Was it Mulhouse? Is that how you pronounce it? From Eastern France. We've had a few players that have come from France in recent years. Different experiences of the country. What's your own experience of France, and how much did you enjoy it over there?
Well, it was a little different for me. When I first got there, there wasn't too many restrictions, and it was a great experience early on. But I think it was around November we went into lockdown, and really all you could do is go to the rink in the morning and practice and then come home. And the league was shut down as well. So we made the most of it. It was still a great experience, but I don't think I got to experience it fully just with the pandemic going on. But we ended up getting a full season in, which was good. I got to play 22 games, and I know a lot of people didn't get to play as much, so I was grateful for that. But it's definitely a beautiful country, and I was happy to get to see a lot of it.
And geographically as well, it's near the Swiss and German border. And I've been mindful of, obviously, COVID and everything. Did you ever get a chance to take a wander across the border and see what was happening over the other side?
Yeah, we actually played a game preseason in Switzerland, in Zurich. And that's a really beautiful country. And I didn't see much of Germany. We went over a couple times, just grocery shopping, got a few a beer. They had good beer over there. And I drove down through France on one of the breaks, and we back up through Italy, and we just visited a few small towns in Italy, and that was awesome. So I was really lucky to get to travel a little bit anyways, even if there was a pandemic.
You'd be glad to know there's good beer over here as well.
Yeah.
So, did you learn any French while you were over there? Did you get a chance to try and immerse yourself in the language a little bit? And if so, let's hear some. What have you got?
I'm not going to be speaking any, but funny story. From grade 6 to 12, I took French immersion. So, all my classes were in French, chemistry and everything. And I was pretty fluent then, but I think it might have been probably 8 years since I spoke the language again. But when I got there, I could understand everybody. I just couldn't speak it very well. But coming like later in the year, I would start speaking it a bit. And it wasn't great French, but the guys could understand what I was saying. So
you'll be learning all the Scottish lingo soon enough. I'll test you at the end of the season. Now, you were at university up until a couple of years ago. You've only been pro for a couple of years. How much was a transition was that for you as a player? How do you find the difference when you go from college to pro sports?
Well, college was definitely a good preparation. I think in Canada, the Canadian University League is maybe one of the most underrated hockey leagues possibly in the world. It's a lot of really, really high-end players. So that the 5 years there really prepped me, but it was the transition was kind of tough actually in my first year. Just the style of play was different, and the rinks are much bigger in where I was playing. And I found that was it was probably a month or two. It was kind of hard to adjust my game just to kind of figure out the style of play compared to what I was used to in Canada my whole life.
Okay, so talk about you as a player now. What do you bring to the team? What can the fans expect to see when you hit the ice for us later in the year?
Hopefully good things. I like to think I'm a good skater. And, I mean, it depends on who I'm playing with. Some years I was a goal scorer for the team, and then other years, like last year when I played with a very good goal scorer, I was more so of a playmaker. I wasn't a shoot first guy. I was kind of looking for my line mates, but definitely a offensive player. But I've been lucky enough over my years to have some really good coaches, so I've been disciplined and learned how to play a 200-foot game and worry about defense just as much as offense as well.
I did note you have been quite good with the points, certainly in France last year, even back in your college career as well. I mean, what's the key to scoring a good goal? What makes you stand out in that respect? What's the little bit of sharpness that makes you so dangerous in that kind of area?
I think it's just what I did my whole life. I find when it happens in a game, you don't even really realize it's happening. It's just kind of muscle memory. You score a goal and you get back to the bench. I'm usually kind of – I don't really think about it. It just kind of – it happens. I'm kind of just in a flow and enjoying the game. And, yeah, that's about it. I worked hard my whole life to get to where I'm at, and I just think I keep working hard and things just kind of fall into place.
Now, I spoke to the coach, and he's quite enthusiastic about bringing you on board. He told me you were someone he was looking to sign about a year back. So what has he told you about your role in the team? Do you get that feeling he's looking forward to having you on board as well?
Yeah, we talked a few times. It's a small world. We're actually from the same province, so a few people he knows quite well, I know. And we only talked a few times yet, but he seems like he's a great guy and he has a lot of experience. But yeah, he's excited to sign me. I played against him when I was in Hungary my first year. And yeah, it seems like he's going to put a lot of trust in me, and I love that as a player. So I'm going to put in some work here leading up to the season, and hopefully I don't disappoint.
So we've heard about Colin Campbell, the player. Let's find a little bit more about Colin Campbell, the man. You talked about coming to Scotland was a dream of yours. What is it you hope to do when you're over here? What is it you hope to go and see?
I honestly... Funny story, I guess I got really into like trying to make my own beer. I was never very good at it, but I like just like the craft beer, different tastes. And I knew that was always a big thing there. And I've had friends that have visited, and it just looked beautiful. So I always wanted to just go see. And I'm from Cape Breton, and a lot of connection there. And I just heard it's very similar to home, and it's always been intriguing to me. So, I don't really know what to expect, but I know it's definitely good things.
And Glasgow always stands out as a city that people like to come and see as well. And we've seen the change in Glasgow over the years, which led to things like the Commonwealth Games coming here in 2014, for example. Is that something that sticks out as you as a city that can really you can really enjoy the places and landmarks that it has?
Yeah, like I said, I don't know that much. When I did sign, I obviously just looked at a few pictures online, and I love that it looks really beautiful. But like I said, I'm not that familiar, but I'm really excited to get to kind of know the culture there and learn a bit more about the history and just see what the city has to offer.
Now, we're a few weeks before we do see you over here, Colin. Hopefully things are a lot easier in terms of COVID and things like that. So what are you doing over the summer to sort of bide the time? You were telling me you're back on the back in the skates again and skating again, but what else are you doing to fill the time before you come?
Well, my summers are a little hectic. I lobster fish. So usually I start work at 3 a.m. and I get home around 3 p.m. And then I go in and work with my trainer for a bit. And by the time I get home, it's about 6 or 7 o'clock. So I get an hour to eat and then go to bed. But I just finished up last week. So now I'm on the ice 5 times a week and in the gym after that. And between that and doing a little bit of golf, that's all I'll be doing until I head over.
Just before we go, I want to find out a fun fact about all the guys that are coming into the team this year. Tell us a fun fact about you, something that not a lot of people would know about you.
That's a couple. One that really blows my friends away that I meet usually, I have a really big family. My father had 24 siblings growing up. And yeah, that's something that usually kind of blows people away a little bit.
Wow, not half.
Yeah.
So just before we go, Colin, have you got a message for the Purple Army? You'll have seen the crowds pre-COVID. You'll have seen the sort of atmosphere that can generate. Obviously, you don't get the full effect when you're watching video. But have you got a message for the fans? What would you like to say to them?
I'm super thankful to be a part of the clan now. And I think you guys deserve to see some hockey more than anyone. I know I've heard great things about the fan base, and I know it's been a long time off for you guys, but I think we're going to have a really exciting year, and it's going to be a lot of fun for the players and the fans as well.
Excellent, Colin. Good to have you on board. Can't wait to see you when you're over here, and thank you for your time on this.
Oh, thank you.
Right, so Colin Campbell is the second signing that we've made. Tell us a bit about Colin and what made him stick out for you.
I got a chance to coach against him 2 years ago in the Erse League. He's from the same province, Nova Scotia, as I am, from Cape Breton, where all the Scots are. And I didn't know him personally. We never really ever crossed paths. He did play junior for a real dear friend of mine who had some great things to say. And then he went away to Ontario to play university hockey. So I didn't know a great deal about him. And then when I got a chance to coach against him, in the Erse League, he was their best player. He was over a point a game on a very bad team. Skates well, really strong with the puck. He can make plays at high speed. He gets to the hard areas, so he can score on the rush. He can score in front of the net. He's a good power play guy, good size guy, and I think he's just getting better. He's kind of a classic late bloomer. In his two pro seasons, he's been a point a game or better. And I'm really excited about him for sure. Besides the fact he's from Nova Scotia.
And of course, he just spent last season in France with the team at Mulhouse. How will he adapt to the UK league, do you think? Do you think that'll be an easy transition for him?
I do. I mean, he's a really kind of old school North American player. He just is very versatile. You know, he's a guy, I think he can play certainly down the middle, but play him on the wing, and then he can play a multitude of roles for you. He was very good without the puck, very good defensively as well. So on a team that gave up a lot of scoring chances, he was a real bright spot when I saw him last in the Erse League 2 years ago. It was a very fast league, and, you know, to have 20-some-odd goals in that league is a good season.
And that was the voice of the Clan head coach, Malcolm Cameron, talking about the new signing, Colin Campbell. There'll be more signings to come, so keep listening out for these or watch the videos on YouTube as well. Also, keep up to date with the news around the club at clanihc.com. Like our official Facebook page, follow us on Twitter at clanihc, and we're also on Instagram as well. I'll talk to you soon with the latest player who'll be joining the Clan in 2021-22 real soon. Bye for now.